Hi, my name's Ted Conti, and I want to thank you for checking out my first little mini episode of Piled High and Deep, the podcast. I've always been a curious guy, and I love talking to people about their achievements, passions, and endeavors. I've always been fascinated by people who earn their PhD. The work that goes into the PhD is stunning. So what better way to combine these things, my love of talking to people, finding out what they do, and giving some love to folks that have their PhDs? I don't think we have enough of that out in this universe. We've got podcasts that are talking to all sorts of authors and writers and artists and musicians and actors. But what about the people that are doing hard academic work out there, really using their brains to make this a better world? Because, you know, shoot, without PhDs, you wouldn't even have this whatever device it is that you're listening to me on. So that's what this is, Piled High and Deep, the podcast. I will be honest with you. I listen to a lot of podcasts myself. And one of my favorites is Mark Maron, the WTF podcast. And I've been listening to Mark for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. Since about episode, I think it was about episode 80 or 90 is when I started listening to him. And I'm going to steal a line from a guest that he had on back in, who is the host of The Sporkful. And so this is kind of the way I am viewing this podcast. My intent of Piled High and Deep, the podcast, is to explore a person's background and journey and connect that journey to their academic achievements. For lack of a better term, that's their art. And I want to find out what drove them, what got them to that dissertation. Much like maybe you may hear interviews with musicians, they talk a lot about that first album. You know, it's everything that they worked for years and years until they got their record contract. Same kind of thing here. I want to know what drove them, what gave them the impetus for that dissertation. And then after that, what is it that they've been doing since they got their dissertation? So with that, what happened to you? What were the experiences that they had in their life personally that led that person to create their art, their dissertation, their public works, what their published ideas, those type of things. I want to draw connections between those personal experiences and the work that they're now doing after, you know, that led to their dissertation and now that they've been doing after their dissertation. One of my goals here with the PhD, Piled High and Deep podcast, is I want to talk to folks that are not necessarily in the academic world. In fact, I'm hoping that probably 60% of the people that I talk to aren't even in academia after they have left, so that they're doing, quote, real world work. So looking forward to having those conversations. I do want to talk to people that are in academia, because I think that that's very much a underserved profession. We've seen some changes in higher education. You're going to hear those issues talked about throughout this podcast. And what is it that is missing in order to get people to continue their studies and to go into academia and to teach those kids that are going into college? And most of the time, you need a PhD to do that. Although, as we'll talk about many times, I'm sure, throughout this podcast, those changes in higher ed are seeing fewer PhDs in the classroom and more adjunct instructors or professors. Those professors may still have PhDs, but the way that they're teaching or that universities are teaching kids is definitely changing. So we'll be touching on those issues as well. I do hope, while I do have a big love of science and the hard sciences, I will endeavor to make sure that that's not the only focus of the Piled High and Deep podcast. So if you're listening to this, thanks. Ping me on the Facebook or on the Twitter or on the website. Make a comment. If you yourself, if you have a PhD, or if you know of anybody that you think would be fun to talk with. They don't necessarily have to be here in the Denver area. I can do that remotely through the magic of technology. So thanks for listening. This is kind of the prologue, a little bit of a test so I understand how to drop it into the iTunes so you can download this and listen to it on your device. So our first episode, which will be dropping on March 1st, is Dr. Elizabeth Dunn. She is a dear friend and kind enough to give me some of her time as I begin this endeavor. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. I hope you have fun.